This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lots of chaos erupting at the airport on Tuesday night. Riot police there, of course, clashing with the protesters who are blocking security gates. And really one of the biggest travel hubs, if you don't know it, internationally, certainly, right there in Hong Kong. So what does it all mean to us here in the States as we watch what's unfolding, especially with China and tariffs being pushed off now after another dump the other day on the stock market? Who better to talk about that than Michael Lesker? He joins us now from Talk Media News. Here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm fine. Good to talk to you, Kate.
So as we watch Hong Kong, and people don't, you know, some people I know this, right, that are watching this are saying, oh, why do I care? What's going on over there? This is nasty stuff.
Well, it's not only nasty stuff. We're witnessing a collision of economic systems. We're witnessing a clash of cultures. I look at these people who are demonstrating at the airport, and I can't help but thinking of that young man some years back standing in front of a tank in Beijing, and that he was a kind of an inspiration for what is going on today, because these people who are at the airport facing military people with guns and billy clubs and so forth, and they're armed with much less than that, they're all at risk, maybe not standing in front of a tank, but the idea is we want the freedom to live the kind of lives that we live and not what some government tells us that we have to live. So it is not only a matter of economics, but it is a matter of a cultural freedom of expression.
Yeah. And while that's happening, the U.S. retreating on Chinese tariff threats, stocks went up. And that was the idea, right?
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's so many things that are going on involving international stuff. I mean, look what's going on in this country with the latest, I consider, an outrage from the Trump administration that they want to penalize legal immigrants who rely on public programs like food stamps and government-subsidized housing. Mm. You know, at the same time, we had these roundups by the ICE people. You've seen the same video I have, I know, of that 11-year-old girl. I can't even talk about it without having to stifle a sob over that, the thought of a child going through that. But you know, and then we had Ken Cuccinelli, the top immigration official from the Trump administration today, who was asked, you know, what about those words, those iconic words Emma Lazarus wrote that are at the base of the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, we all know those words. And he said, well, it has to be tired and poor that can support themselves when they come to this country. Is that what we have come to now? You know, we all come from people who crossed an ocean to get here at some point. And are we just saying that well-to-do people are going to come in and we're not allowing others? You know, I'm like millions of people in America who can point to grandparents. I had a grandfather who came here from Austria, married the woman who became my grandmother. My mother and her brother were 4 years old and 4 weeks old, respectively, when My grandfather died in his 20s from a kidney infection, and the family, this was right as Wall Street was collapsing and the Depression commenced, and they had to go, these children of an immigrant who was working, who was doing well, who had his own little shoe store, and suddenly he dies, and they've got to go on food stamps, a humiliation. But there are, you know, that's what I think of when I think of the Trump administration saying we're not going to let even legal immigrants have food stamps. We want them to be able to be self-sufficient. Well, what happens to, you know, people like my mother's family who go through that kind of an ordeal? Is that the America we want to think of as having that big heart that we like to think of ourselves as having, or have we changed into something else, something meaner and stingier? It's a very troubling prospect.
Yeah, good point. A lot of people can relate to where did their ancestors come from. Mine, Ireland, snuck down from Canada one half, and the other, Michael, came in through Ellis Island, and boy, do I have some horror stories about what happened, but how grateful they were, because they would have starved during the potato famine and everything else that was happening with the English. So it was a break for them, no doubt about that. They needed to do a few things similar to your family. Jeffrey Epstein, I have to ask you about this. The guards at the jail where he's believed, of course, to have killed himself. They're suspected of falsifying the log. Why? They checked the tapes, and they weren't checking on inmates every 30 minutes, especially where he was being held. What do you think?
You know, I hate to sound like a conspiracy buff. who knows? I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was meeting at all his free time, rather than going to the yard for recreation, he was meeting with his lawyers. You know, could he have said something to his lawyers? Hey, if you get the guards to look the other way, tell them that it'll be worth their while, and that way I can end this ordeal for myself. It's just too preposterous, and yet, who knows? This guy was capable of that. You know, how much interest would we have at this point if it wasn't for the fact that this is a guy who surrounded himself with people who are powerful people, who are famous people, and we don't know what their involvement was with the very crimes for which he landed in prison.
Yeah. Mike, good talking to you as always. I'm going to get you back on, and we're going to talk about your lousy Orioles next time.
I look forward to that a whole lot.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
You too. All right, so see, it comes right back to baseball, doesn't it, in the end. Coming up on this show, we're going to talk about Placido Domingo next. The beautiful voice I just went and saw, gosh, maybe a month or so ago, the story about Pavarotti, and he was featured in it, and he had plenty to say about what Pavarotti meant to the opera world. And, of course, Placido Domingo would be right up there. Think of the three tenors. Now he's in a little hot water like so many other men find themselves for something that happened a while ago. Plus, we're going to dive into the mailbag. Plenty of thoughts on Jeffrey Epstein and whether or not there is a conspiracy to talk about. And, oh, yes, the man cave. NFL football is coming back, and Jay-Z has something to say about it. So I'll explain that relationship as well. So stay with us. Grab my hand, and we're going to leap over the fence, so to speak.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The operatic stylings or offerings, if you will, of Plácido Domingo, a Spanish opera singer, conductor, arts administrator, you name it. I mean, listen, he recorded over 100 complete operas. He's known to be versatile because he performs in all kinds of languages. That's the whole thing about opera. So he is talented. Russian, English, Spanish, German, French. But he's accused of being a little too handsy. In fact, a lot too handsy. So at the age of 78, here we go again, women accusing the opera legend of sexual harassment. So one of the most celebrated voices of all time, regarded as one of the best of all time. I've already said what he's done, right? He's sold out all kinds of places. Here's the deal. What the accusers are saying is 8 singers and a dancer, by the way, are part of the group that are saying they were sexually harassed by the superstar. And this is a 3-decade-long period starting in 1980. Check this out. One accuser said Domingo stuck his hand down her skirt. 3 others said he forced kisses on them in a dressing room, a hotel, a lunch meeting. And, you know, there you go. Someone trying to hold your hand during a business lunch is strange, as one of them said, or putting their hand on your knee is strange. He was always touching, kissing, that kind of stuff. So there's much more details on this, But when you got singers, dancers, orchestra musicians, members of the backstage staff, people who say they witnessed inappropriate behavior by Domingo, and that he pursued younger women, had no problem with that. They're more vulnerable, obviously. So they're going back 30 years and then move forward from there. So here we go again. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Welcome to real life. It's happening in your backyard. It's happening around the country. And in some cases, it is so heinous and ridiculous and outrageous. And you think of what happened with Harvey Weinstein and when that Pandora's box, as I call it, cracked open and it started the whole Me Too movement, Time's Up, that whole deal, and the way women were being looked at and treated by some very powerful men, including Matt Lauer from the Today Show. So there were broadcasters, there were others in positions of power. What's sad is the avalanche of accusations, and then so many of them proven to be definitely founded accusations. So there's kind of two prongs to this. I think somebody who's brave and they come forward, it's just like the insaneness of Jeffrey Epstein and the sick, salacious, disgusting details that have come out of that Lolita train. Well, when you take the other side of it, and then the problem is that then it becomes you have those that should be inflamed and should be able to say their piece and should be able to heal. Because frankly, right, that's part of the healing process. But then on the other side of that, there are so many that are tumbling out. Men and harassment is, I mean, that is what these last 3 years have been about, right? Powerful men. And the positions that they've been in and the abusiveness. And like I said, somebody coming forward and saying something, bravo, because Me Too was good for that, bringing down men that should have been brought down, like the insaneness as well of Matt Lauer and what he thought he could get away with and who he could take advantage of was so wrong and breaks my heart as somebody in broadcasting. But then there's the other side of it, and the other side of it is, now what? Hashtag now what? And hashtag what about the good guys? And I hate to see, because it's severe, it's pervasive, it's a problem, it's wrong, absolutely. Powerful, prominent, male-dominated areas. And now they're finally being held accountable. What's sad is, what's hashtag what's next? And how about not me? I was talking to a group of young guys a couple of months ago, and they were saying there was something that had come out about some other actor, and they were saying that how awful it was, but how they felt like the microscope was on everybody now, and what about the good guys? Where are the good guys? And I hope that that's not the case. I mean, I hope that as much as there have been these celebrities, these politicians, these CEOs and others accused of sexual misconduct, I know that there are, that's true, there are so many that don't fall into that category, by the way, in arts and entertainment and media, business, politics, and other walks of life. And hopefully we lift those people up, and I think that we do. And I would say on this show, I want to lift them up and not tear those people down, the ones that are protective of women, the ones that would not allow that to happen, the ones who have wives and mothers and daughters and nieces and are just appalled by some of the stories. And here we go with Placido Domingo. And who was going to keep him in check? I mean, that's the whole thing. He had to cancel. The San Francisco Opera canceled his concert. He didn't cancel. They canceled it because of all of the attention on the misconduct, because it was not just one person. It was not just an accusation. It was deep, and there were specifics, and there were some witnesses. You know, the numbers were there, and he had the opportunity. You know, he had the opportunity, and he use that opportunity, allegedly, for what suited him. So who knows what happens to this opera star if he just fades away and you never hear him sing in any of these kinds of public venues again, because you have even the Philadelphia Orchestra. They were excited. They rescinded their invitation because of the sexual assault accusations. So concerts are being canceled all over the place. He is poker hot. Nobody wants to touch this iconic singer who, especially in San Francisco, that would have been his 50th anniversary of performing with the San Francisco Opera. So something to keep in mind as well, if you see something, you're one of the good guys out there who write me these great emails, you see something, tell someone to back off. That's what should have happened. Somebody should have shoved these people out of the way and told them to cut it out. Somebody should have stopped some of it, if they could have, before it happened, thus perhaps sending somebody with a talent in the right direction and not having them go down this rabbit hole, and plus not having somebody else who's vulnerable being abused and feeling powerless and weak in whatever position they found themselves in as a dancer, as a associate producer, as somebody on a movie set who's a grip or who's a whatever. They shouldn't, because they were women, they shouldn't have been made to feel that way. So it's interesting. Hashtag, now what? Where do we go from here? Where does this all end? How do we stop the insanity? And how do we equalize some of these abhorrent situations? All right, I mentioned next the mailbag is coming up next. In the mailbag, naturally, there was a lot about Epstein, especially with the new revelations that these guards were not checking. And the two guards who were in the jail unit where he killed himself, they fell asleep. They failed to check on him for about 3 hours. They falsified records to cover up their mistake. They're on leave. Imagine that. But was there something more to the story? Turned heads, perhaps? Was there any bribes? Who knows? I mean, they discovered him at the Metropolitan Correctional Center at 6:30 in the morning on Saturday. He had hung himself with a bed sheet, probably fastening the sheet to a top bunk, it looked like, and pitching himself forward. And, of course, they weren't checking, so they had absolutely no idea. Mind-boggling, especially when all the revelations were coming out about people connected to Epstein and those who may have also been a part of some of the underage girls and the sescapades at several of his mansions. Mailbag, your thoughts round the bend.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
They're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet. We have lots of mail. Thank you. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's where you go. Click on contact. If you want to send me a great recipe for your home style and lasagna or chicken wings, since the NFL is coming up, whatever it is, send it to me. We have Free Epstein, like many of you did. So let's dive right in. Here's one from Bob. Katie, I listen to the show whenever I can, gal. Keep it up. Give those boys heck. Meaning, when I look around, you're the only broad in the landscape, and I mean broad in a very flattering way, by the way. So when I look at Jeffrey Epstein, I say, good riddance. I hope they go after the creeps, no matter if they were famous or just loaded, who were handsy with some underage girls. That's just not right, particularly since they apparently reeled them in hook, line, and sinker without them really realizing what was going on. And some of the sordid details make a grown man like me just cringe, as I'm the father of 3 daughters. And you know, when kids are young, male or female, they can be impressionable. And especially they're from other countries or they don't have a lot of money. Who knows? I'm sure there's so much more to what happened that's ugly and insidious that we just don't know. Your take, Kate, mine is that something fishy is going on. Yeah, my take is the same as yours, Bob. The guards at the jail, oh, we fell asleep. No, we haven't checked. We didn't check. We had this famous, famous inmate. And we didn't check on him, even though he almost killed himself, less than a week ago. And we were supposed to check, but we fell asleep. We ate some donuts and drank some milk, and we fell asleep. Baloney. So they are on leave. Who knows? They could be getting some fat cash somewhere that will be sent to them. Again, I have no evidence to the fact, but it does seem very fishy to me. Found dead on Saturday, no checky on him. Mm-hmm. The Justice Department saying that the Bureau of Prisons has to temporarily reassign the warden at the Manhattan Federal Prison, where the two staff members assigned to Epstein's unit, of course, again, are on administrative leave. It's appalling. Here's what's appalling about it. Because once again, you have these innocents that Bob just talked about who get ruined. They get ruined. And they come forward, and it's shaky business to go after somebody with a lot of power and a lot of do-re-mi, but they do it. Would you have the guts to do that and have to go through the humiliation and everything else attached to that? So you come forward, you don't get your day in court. You don't get to confront the accuser, look him in the face. Think about this. Bernie Madoff bilked millions out of people. Some of those people, by the way, were not wealthy people. Some of them were wealthy. Some of them were well known. But his accusers, or the people that were bilked, because they didn't even need accusers because they had just massive evidence and he took all their money, they wanted to be able to see his face in court. I mean, it was a jammed courthouse. And that was over financial ruin for many people. This is over physical, mental, emotional, across the board ruin. And now they don't get a chance to do that. So those guards, that's what they do. They did. They inflicted more pain on the innocents. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Scotty. He says, Kate, beam me up. Ha ha. I wish I could be beamed up and I could really be the fly on the wall that could have told you exactly what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. You know, I didn't know who this guy was. Then all of a sudden we started to hear stories about him. I listened to your show. You talked about him. And we heard that he was in photos and had hung out with the president, had hung out with Bill Clinton, had hung out with some other well-known people, many politicians, professionals who were making big bucks in other arenas. And now this whole trafficking minors for all these years, you know, some of those people were involved. Personally, I don't think Clinton or Trump had much to do with it other than hanging out with a guy who had some money because of the donations, etc. But he obviously had that power, and power leads to corruption so often. And the fact that the justice system failed those women is just abhorrent. I love all this big vocabulary, by the way. Yeah, it is abhorrent. That's a good word to use. You know, we can come up with all kinds of adjectives and talk about how sickening it is. And you heard what William Barr said, the attorney general. I loved it. We played it the other day. He said he was appalled and angry to learn of their failure at the MCC to secure the prisoner, and learning of the irregularities at that facility. They're concerning and they're doing a deep investigation. But here's again the problem. The victims, what happens to them? He's dead. He's gone. There's no standing and accusing him. If he wanted to commit suicide, they were paid to look the other way, whatever. There's the problem, right? Again, it goes back to the victims. They don't get that chance. Yeah, they came forward and they had to bare their soul and feel raw and emotional and beat up, but they don't get a chance to stand and look at him in the face. You know, they say about rape victims, any kind of sexual abuse, any of that sort of thing, there is some power, there's something cathartic about being able to do that. And now that is gone. But they did take the time to falsify the log entries, so they know that the guards were in cahoots in some way. They both just fell asleep. Let's see what the investigation turns up. Maybe everybody gets fired, that's it. And sad to say, they don't have any charges as a result of it, but, you know, who knows. All right, let's bounce to something else. This one is from Jake, who emails the show all the time. Kate, I've been listening to the show for 7 years. I love it. that you are still kicking around and, in fact, gaining more momentum through my eyes. Is that true? Do you feel like you're gaining more momentum? I'm just curious. This was a funny one for me to put email for me to pick, but I did want to pick this one. I do. Sometimes you feel like you're on an island, but of course I have great people that help the show. Nathan, Eric, all the guys, Mac, George, the engineering guru at the mothership, the backing of the network and so many other people. And I'm pleased to tell you that we are going to be on WSMN at 1590 a.m. in Nashua, New Hampshire. So for all the people in New Hampshire that are listeners, there you go. You got a place to listen to us, and I'm excited about that. In fact, I know I've said this before, but I got to make that trip back to the Northeast, and like when the leaves are turning, wouldn't that be fun? Be up in Maine and New Hampshire. I haven't done that in so long. So thanks. You know, it's one step at a time, just like all of you in your lives. Whatever business you're in, you know it. And many of you are business owners, entrepreneurs. You just keep, I say you're in the salt mine, and you just keep swinging. That's what you do. You keep swinging. All right, how about this? Let's go to this one. This one is from Amy, and Amy says, Kate, wow, I heard you say something about what was happening with this university banning meat because of climate change. I'm assuming that is overseas. And are they taking everything off the menu at whatever university it was? I'm sorry, I didn't catch what it was. Do you think that will happen in the U.S.? You know, it's interesting. No, I don't think it's happening in the U.S., not right now anyway. Beef burgers, burritos, you know, name it, anything with meat, off the menu at Goldsmiths University in London. The new chief announced that they're going to be carbon neutral by 2025. So it kicks in September when the academic year starts, and it affects cafes, food outlets, anything on the university grounds. This is pretty radical. You know, students, you know, will also, by the way, have a 12-cent tax in our monetary value on bottled water and single-use plastic cups because they're trying to discourage that, too, trying to do the whole green initiative thing. So they're saying, look, it's a climate emergency, and we're going to do what we can to help. Because here's the thing. Statistically, what the UK is saying, if you look at this, they're saying the stats that they have, it says that they say that globally beef is responsible for 41% of livestock greenhouse gas emissions, and livestock accounts for 14.5% of total global emissions. You know what somebody told me? Because I have to say, I'm being honest, I'm a meat eater. I grew up a meat eater. You know how that is, meat, potatoes, and a vegetable. And I've had friends that have gone vegan. I've had friends that were huge meat eaters, and then suddenly they went the other way because they thought it was healthier for whatever reasons. And I just had a friend say to me, well, what if we're not saying you can't eat any beef? But what if you just cut back on how much? What if it was just, you weren't inhaling as much during the week? And if everybody just did that, you would drastically reduce the emissions, but yet you could still have your beef and eat it too. That's exactly what she said to me. But here's the problem. I mean, it was like gas, right? Remember when they had gas and you had one day, it was your day, the green flag or the red flag, and then you couldn't get gas the other days? Could people really be on a rotation? So, hey, you wouldn't miss your beef, but if it wasn't your day, you couldn't do it. How could you take account of that? And the answer is you couldn't. I'll be curious to see what happens with this university and if it works, because they got a student population that's pretty small, but about 10,000. Man Cave next.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Really taking the situation day by day. He's doing his rehab. He's handling that well. We're just being pretty deliberate with him. We don't want to take any backward steps. But again, we evaluate him every day and see what he's going to be able to do.
Hope Eli has a great year and Daniel never sees the field. I mean, that would be in an ideal world that you'd like to see that. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a decision by the head coach as to when or if Daniel ends up playing this year.
John Mara talking about Eli Manning, and of course, he is on the rope, so to speak, two Super Bowls, but struggling. You either see the hero or you see the guy who is done with his career. And before that, from the owner, we bounce to the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, both teams in the NFC East, as we kick open that door, like I said, even wider in the man cave. Amari Cooper is dealing with a little bit more than a ligament thing. So it's a little bit bigger than a bruise. He has plantar fascia irritation. That's what they're saying. And you heard what Jason Garrett said. You know, this is the time where you're getting ready for the season, so you're not pushing somebody when they've got that on the bottom of their foot. They're saying, look, he's going to be fine. When does he return to practice? They break the California portion of the training camp at the end of the week, but they're considering him day to day. So for you fantasy freaks or just people who like the great game of football and you're watching what's happening with this superstar wideout, you know, during the offseason, he said his goal for the year was 2,000. Goals are good. I'm all about goals. That's why when I'm not behind this microphone, I'm speaking on the stage and I'm talking about hitting your goals. Then I talk about that and Deal Your Own Destiny, right? So He's never had more than a little bit over 1,100 yards in a single season. He did really great last year in 9 games, 725 yards for Dallas. So he plays under the fifth-year option. He gets a fully guaranteed $13.924 million, and they're negotiating on this, you know, long-term deal for him. So plantar fasciitis, boy, I've dealt with that, and it is no fun. Especially when you're, in my case, when you're somebody, and this is what we would talk about. If we're in the man cave, we talk about injuries. And I was walking so much, I was pounding it. Like, you know what, I'm going to get slim. I'm going to be sleek. I'm going to be so fit because I'm just going to walk. I'm going to walk like Moses through the desert and nothing's going to happen. And then, of course, without stretching and everything else, I started to get that plantar fasciitis and had to figure out how to stretch my Achilles and do all those things. So as somebody on their feet, as a wide receiver, I can only imagine what that would be like. It'd be pretty tough, I'd have to say. As for Eli Manning, as we assess the situation with Eli Manning, it really is kind of, not kind of, forget the kind of. It really is the year where he is either going to just keep on keeping on, or the backup quarterback is going to be in instead of Manning. And the reason is because if he falls apart, which we saw that he has been benched once even, you got Daniel Jones on the bench. And you know, the Giants and Eli Manning, they've got this thing of, is there going to be a new contract or not? So John Mara knows he's in that situation. Eli Manning is 38 years old, but hey, look at Tom Brady, who is 42 years old. But two different stories. It's, you know, they're focusing kind of at one game at a time. I think that's what it is. He said he's not worried. Manning said he's not worried about contracts. He's not going to start worrying about it now. He said he wants to play only for the Giants in his career. But, boy, he certainly doesn't sound like he wants to quit after this season. You got the rookie, Daniel Jones, who is in the wings. We'll see. You know, his last contract was a four-year extension worth $84 million, and that was before the 2016 season. He has never been a free agent. Isn't that crazy? That's a good run. When you've had that kind of a run and you haven't had to leave and maneuver, test free agency or any of that, your entire career has been with one team. The Giants have 5 losing seasons in the 7 years since they won their last Super Bowl. And you know when they won their last Super Bowl? 2011. Yeah. We'll see what the fans will tolerate and what the Giants will tolerate. I mean, if it completely unravels for Manning, then there's, forget the whole extension thing. And I would also say, and we could talk about that, right? We would talk about salaries in our man cave. You know, there's no reason, especially since he's not pressing it like some of these other superstars are, like Ezekiel Elliott, who's in a much different situation as a running back for the Dallas Cowboys versus the longtime quarterback for the New York Giants. All right, I mentioned this at the top, so I got to give you the payoff about Jay-Z. And what is Jay-Z's deal with the NFL? So Jay-Z's Roc Nation and the NFL are joining together for music and social injustice, is what they're saying. It's a multi-year partnership, and the idea is they say they're going to enhance the live game experiences and amplify the social justice efforts, like I mentioned. So the idea, see, finally, I said this when all this stuff was happening with the kneeling, with what was happening with police in some of the areas, that why wouldn't the NFL have really tried to reach out to the community deeper than just going and having a couple of community events? So they're going deeper on this partnership. I mean, they're talking about NFL's Inspire Change initiative And they're really going to do that with the different areas, whether it's New York or whether it's Chicago or wherever it is. But after the Kaepernick thing where he decided to sit and then kneel during the national anthem before the 2016 NFL season, the preseason and regular season games to protest the police shootings, I mean, here you go. This is what should have happened, I think, a long time ago, right? That's what I think. If they had done this a little bit, not a little bit, if they had done this a long time ago, they maybe the situation, I'm not saying they could save everyone, I'm not going to say that they could have completely changed the scenario in some of these horrible things that happened, of course not, but you could certainly have represented a much different side and tried to bring ideas together, tried to get people off streets, put a more positive spin out there. And the NFL certainly has the resources to do it. So now with Jay-Z's Roc Nation involved, I can't imagine they're not going to have some successes in some of the areas where they had. That's for sure. Okay, as we know, in the sports world and in a man cave, we talk about more things than just the sports, than just sports itself. Although movies about any kind of sports are interesting. I think when they tell a story, they have a much better chance of success. The Brian Banks movie came out, and it's PG-13, and it's about his story, who he was wrongly convicted of a crime he didn't commit, and they didn't have the evidence, but he got railroaded, and he was sentenced to a decade of prison and probation, and then he, you know, scratched and clawed to reclaim his life and, you know, fought to play in the NFL. And, you know, it's doing pretty good in theaters. I think it's going to do better streaming. But the story itself is absolutely inspiring. I mean, he was a football linebacker. He was accused of committing rape. And rape, can you imagine? He had nothing to do with it. And then once he was released, that was the idea, is let's get into the, you know, let's get into the NFL. He was 16 when that happened. Wow. 16 years old. Music means, they're telling me I got to get off these airwaves. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Kate Delaney, see you later.
Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.